Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today on the podcast, we have a nonfiction piece for you. It's called Less and More by Angela Townsend. Angela Townsend is a development director at Tabby's Place, a cat sanctuary, where she has the privilege of bearing witness to mercy for all beings. Angie has an MDiv from Princeton Seminary and a BA from Vassar. Her work appears in Amethyst Review, Dappled Things, Fathom Magazine, Hawaii Pacific Review, and The Razor, among others. Angie loves life dearly. Here's Angela Townsend.
Hello, dear ones. My name is Angela Townsend, and I am grateful for the opportunity to share my essay, Less and More, with you. This essay came about as I realized that wonder has outrun words in my life as my faith has grown. Less and more. I believe more. I use fewer words. Painters and quilters entrance me. They process the world in visions, prophets of color. Runners and ballerinas beckon me. They hit the flow beyond knowing, working out knots without syntax. I know my place in the taxonomy of truth seekers. Where color and movement play midair with falcons, I am a mud sparrow, spattered in words. I don't know what I believe until I feed it language. I speak and write and spring leaks of love. I have believed in my own ability to patch hissing holes with paragraphs, talking like a dervish when fearful. I have summoned sentences to mend nets, my exclamation points spearing the flopping fish as they escape back into the sea. Yet the older I get, the more I want to follow them. The sea scowled with leviathans when my faith was afraid. Salty psalmists stole my harpoons, dragging me whale watching. God was too large for language, they cried above the waves. Our tidy truths were partial, our gilded words guesses. I watched in terror as they ran straight off the plank, their halos soaked and salty. They rode the sea beasts and they did not drown. Shaky on deck, I gripped my plastic bags of carnival goldfish. I squeezed my certainties. I called the Coast Guard and rowed back to write comforts in the sand. I knew so much then, preaching to myself and all who would hear. There was a singular way to safety, a watershed of words. I knew more than I believed. I wrote in black marker and let it dry, smudge-proof and salvific. But the dancers and the dolphins read none of my rules, too busy playing with the prophets. I shuddered to hear my own name in their songs. You'll be here soon. But I knew so much I couldn't fathom a larger life. Who could believe more than I did then, so full of the word, all watertight and maximum security? You couldn't have convinced me that I actually believed very little, a god within a clamshell. You couldn't have coaxed me up to my ankles in water surer than my own certainty. But when words won't prevail, grace gets you out of your galoshes. Mercy's fine art is life, and years did what theology could not. My own seminary studies led not to the pulpit, but to the zoo. My job brought me bliss off the map. Every dissertation dissolved in the face of this chaotic calling, raising money for hopeless animals instead of preaching the gospel. I unlearned my words, us and them, in a community of disorderly kindness. Meanwhile, love attacked and retreated, singleness bleaching my schedule as white as a sand dollar. I fell for narcissists dressed as starfish. I fell into the arms of a god saltier than my storybooks. Invisible ink evaporated on my squid-sized concept of covenant. I met majestic, magnetic saints without pedigrees, clouds of unknowing sowing seeds of zest. The wrong people lived the right love. Undocumented grace wrote my life story. Life lived outside my understanding. I put down the pen. I had no idea what God was doing, an unfamiliar confidence that God was good. I rode through walls of rainbows and found my home between the ocean and the moon. With my certainties soaked, my lungs filled with metaphor, the march of mystery left me unable to dry myself with the didactic. I became infatuated with the Bible's depictions of angels, visceral psychedelia I had conveniently ignored in my parchment years. If China cabinet angels once brought me comfort, today I cast my lot with the six-winged chaos covered in eyes. How had my dutiful Bible reading never glimpsed these spectacles? They were the limits of language, the dominion of mystery, permission to fall on my knees and drop my words. I began sketching them in my margins, only to find the main story melting into the big story. I drew wings and eyes, only to find that my mortal words kept silence. I felt terrified and safe and uncannily not alone. I have seen the wake of the playful God, the goodness that owes no answers. I have felt the love beyond the limits, the mercy that asks no permission. I have swallowed my sermons and certainties and fed on the yes that says more. I believe too much to bleach my words. Next year, I will believe even more.
That was Angela Townsend reading her essay, Less and More, from our Autumn 2023 issue. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.